Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Kicking off our third and final hour of our weekly radio broadcast. It's Rosie on the House, your Arizona Saturday morning tradition since 1988. This is our open home hour. We throw the doors open to you, the Arizona homeowner. Whatever you want to talk about, your home, castle, or cabin, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions can be sent to 411-923. Or you can email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com if you need to snap a picture and send it to us for a little product or project identification that you need a little visual aid. You can send images there. And our auto attendant has been...
Let go?
Yes, we let go. So when you call that number, no more pressing one to bypass the auto attendant answer message, blah, blah, blah. It goes straight into Carol, who's ready to take your call. 1-888-767-4348. Our last hour, we had Adam Homer of Pella Window and Door in studio. And as that hour ended, Doug called in and said, I was at the home show yesterday and was looking at windows and wanted to know about the Impervia, Pella Impervia, and how it stacks up against other brands. So we've asked Adam to stay. He's in studio with us still. And we've got Doug joining us on the phone. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Doug.
Hey, thank you. Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. So there were a lot of window manufacturers out there, or sellers, and two in particular I was curious about. If you could give me how the Pella Impervia fiberglass compares to like the Marvin Ultrex fiberglass and then the Renewal by Anderson Fibrex,
okay,
which I think is the vinyl wood composite.
Right, yeah, and that's the important thing to know. You know, Renewal is certainly a reputable brand and been in the business for a long time. But yeah, the fiber or Fibrex name is a bit misleading. That's just their brand name for it, but it's not fiberglass. It's recycled wood and recycled plastic. They melt it together and come out with their Fibrex material,
which is how they make Trex for decking.
Right. Yeah. Very similar. Except their extrusions are hollow. You know. It's a good window.
It's not fiberglass.
No, it's not fiberglass. And it's much different than any of our products. I'll tell you, Doug, too, that the only way that they'll install that product is over your existing window. So meaning, and that's called a variety of things, whether it's called a pocket fit or a flush flange or a jump fit or a jump frame. There's a lot of different things that people call it, but really what it means is if you've got existing aluminum windows, they take out your glass, they basically deglaze your window, but they leave your frame in place, and their window is then undersized to fit inside your old frame and put in place. You know, the advantages of that is that it's a less expensive way to do the installation, and it's much faster. So they can usually do a whole house in a day if they got the right amount of guys. But you lose visible glass, and it's a big, bulky frame. You know, your aluminum windows have a nice, sleek frame to them, and now you've got this, you know, 4 to 5 inch piece of Fibrex that goes all the way around, and then the center piece that divides the windows in the middle, if it's a slider, is also very big. So you lose a lot of glass, and I don't know if people quite understand that. So that's probably the biggest difference there. When it comes to the Marvin product, that is fiberglass. And what I don't know as much about theirs as the Renewal, but what I will tell you is that the way that Pella makes the Impervia, if you listen to that whole segment before, they make this woven matte material, and you can go on the website and see what I'm talking about, because they have a cutaway of what it is. But essentially, think of like a bug screen, that it's an interwoven mat. There's two sections of it, and then you have the random strands of fiberglass in the middle, and it sandwiches it together, and it's all brought together with resin, and then they heat seal it. And then, of course, they powder coat it. So it makes for a very consistent, very strong material that it's going to last you your lifetime, and then some. I can guarantee you that. When it comes to traditional fiberglass, so think of a fiberglass boat, think of a shower enclosure. When you look at the back of the shower enclosure, you know how you have all those random strands that are just like, look like hair going everywhere, and there's thin spots and then there's thick spots, and it's very inconsistent. So it makes it it can make the durability of the product a little bit less in the way that you do it. It can also make the just the consistency of the manufacturing a lot different. Ours is going to be the same every time it comes out, but when you're using random strands of fiberglass, there's a lot less control over the quality of it.
You're reliant a lot more on the applicator's steady hand to have that consistent coverage, where this is much more controlled and precise.
Right, because they don't have, and the difference really being they don't have that matted material that brings it all together to make it consistent. And I also don't know if theirs is powder coated or not. So that would be the biggest thing to ask, because if you take fiberglass, take a fiberglass ladder that you might have and leave it outside for a couple of years, it's not going to hold together because it's not powder coated. It usually has some kind of a gel coat on it, like a boat does. You know, when you have like a fiberglass boat, you have to wax it, you have to treat it, you have to stay on top of that so the sun doesn't tear it apart. But the powder coated finish that we use, it makes the thing impervious to the elements. That's why it's called Impervia. I don't know, again, what Marvin uses as their finish. If it's a gel coat, I don't know. So that would be one of the big things to ask, because if it doesn't, it's not going to last.
And the interesting thing about all this, you go through all this and we're taking time to explain the quality and the difference in the manufacturing process. So you're thinking, okay, all right, so how much more is this going to cost me? Mm-hmm. But you said all the time that when you go to a homeowner and they're getting multiple bids, which we encourage, hey, you got to know what's out there.
Absolutely.
That you're consistently underpriced what they're trying to sell. They're just jacking their rates through the roof.
Yeah, and the local renewal dealer was purchased recently by the group that owned them in Boston, and then they bought the Denver branch, and now they've bought Phoenix and I think Las Vegas. So they've become this very large organization ran out of Boston. And from all I've heard from our customers is that they're always more expensive. And from what I can tell,
vinyl should be more expensive than fiberglass.
Exactly. So that's the first red flag. And then and I've also heard that the Marvin product is significantly more as well. But again, Doug, I would just tell you, have all three of us come out and give you an estimate, and you can decide for yourself.
That's awesome. I learned more about their products from you than I did from them.
Well, they don't like to tell you all those other little things, those little details that are hidden in their manufacturing.
So we're going to have to do a little follow-up with Doug. After you get all of these, we're going to if you're up for it, we would request that you would get all three. And then when you're done, let's have you back on air, compare them, and see what route you go.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
All right. Well, hey, we appreciate you tuning in, and we'll have some follow-up with Doug here. That's going to be not a next week thing. What's your lead time scheduling? Everybody is so backed up right now.
It's embarrassing. Right now, if you want an appointment, it's about 2 weeks out.
Yeah.
And I wish I could say we could see you tomorrow or I could see you next week, but it's just not the case. We've hired on a lot of new sales representatives, and we are still having it's a challenge keeping up with the demand, which is great for us, but it doesn't make for a great customer experience, and I apologize in advance for that.
Well, if you listen in studio, we don't hear a lot of our own commercials. But if you were listening outside of the studio and you heard the commercials break right now, one of the rotations from Fox Valley Electric, we're hiring service technicians. You hear Hussar, their appliance repair service, they're hiring technicians. There's a third one that had a call to action for hiring. I mean, everybody is looking for experienced help. And we actually have an example from a homeowner that emailed us at 5 o'clock this morning, just talking about I think it was her nephew's path to the trades. I've got it saved for the next segment, but it's a really interesting story. If you're looking for work, and a lot of times you could start with no experience. If you've got a learning attitude, and you're somebody that
mechanically inclined.
Yeah. You can learn on the job pretty quick.
Oh yeah.
That's how I learned, was just getting thrown into it. And there's certain things you'll find. Somebody will maybe throw something at you like, hey, go get me a left-handed hammer. And you're like looking at these hammers like, What's up? A left-handed hammer.
Yeah.
Or the board stretcher was another great one. Hey, this one's a little short. Go bring the board stretcher. And you're like looking around the tools like, what's a board stretcher?
You got these crew members but, you know, back there going,
I think, you know, got the new guy.
And I think it's, you know, there's a lot of young kids out there that don't, I mean, the trades or construction maybe isn't seen as sexy and glamorous like high tech or, you know, biochemistry or something, but you can make a really good living, and there is a huge need for workers right now, whether that's administrative or if you're actually out there swinging hammers. I mean, it's you know, plumbers, electricians, you name it. It's a great industry to get into. I mean, like yourself and me and your dad. I mean, I've done this my whole life in some form or fashion in construction, and I love it. I wouldn't want to do anything else.
And, you know, like you said, there are guys that retire 30 years in the field as masons, 50 years in the field that still work with their hands till the very end.
They make a good living.
They make a good living. But it's in construction, it's not just the work itself. You know, maybe you start out as an apprentice, as a right-hand man, and you move up to a service technician. Then you're running an install crew. Then you're doing installed sales. Then you're, you know, the general manager of the company from 30 yeah. years from now.
Yeah, there's no course in college that's going to train you how to be a, you know, window and door salesman. But and
but
all
you
of
won't
us...
have any debt coming out of
that's right. And we all kind of laugh. You know, we didn't think in our wildest dreams as a kid, well, I'm going to grow up and sell windows or be, you know, work for a window company. But there are so many businesses out there that kids just don't know about, and so many things they can get into, and right now there's a big need for it across the country.
Definitely no shortage of skilled labor needed, and we'll read this letter in the next break because it's pretty funny. The woman alludes to something that you know, he had originally been given the idea but was kind of shied off of it, and about 4 years later ran into an electrician and found out how much money he was making. And he's like, and the guy's half as smart as I am. If he can do it and he's making that, you know.
Yeah.
And immediately switched into the electrical field.
Yeah.